Yep. No, I went 12.5 on my 5.56 shorty for that reason. I just wanted to, you know, I figured I was looking at the numbers and 12.5 got you, you know, it still got me in the ballpark and, you know, and, you know, but without giving up a whole lot. And I almost thought about going with the 14.5, you know, do a classic M4, you know. And but I ended up doing the 12.5, and I'm pretty happy with that build on the 5.56 shorty. That is Bravo Company mostly. Bravo Company bolt carrier, bolt barrel. Of course, it's got the silencer muzzle device. It was handguard I got on that. Or if that's a Bravo as well. Yeah, you know what? That's right. I bought that. In fact, I bought an entire Bravo Company upper. They had a really good deal on a 12.5-inch upper, so I bought the whole damn thing from them. And then I took it all apart just so I could rebuild it on my mega upper. And I ended up selling the Bravo Company upper to somebody. So it's like because I'm OCD like that. My mega uppers, but anyhow, yeah, that's right. My 300 black was like you said, it was I threw it together out of whatever parts I could get. I was an early adopter, and hold on, I found this company that was that could get me a barrel when there was just not a lot of selection out there, and I don't even remember the name of it. I have records of it somewhere, but when the first scare came, I think it was when Obama was, just before he got elected, things went absolutely crazy, and I ended up selling some real mediocre guns for some stupid money. I converted, and then, of course, I could get everything with my connections. I could get everything at regular prices, you know, at the police outfitters, and I replaced, you know, these, like, well-built guns, but they were just builds, right? You know, with miscellaneous part DPMS and things like that. And I ended up, selling these built ones and replacing them with Colt 6920s. You know, and I just figured I'm going to get while the getting's good, sell these things, and buy a Colt 6920 to replace it and pocket the difference. Now a Colt 6920 is, you know, I think they're under a grand now, but at the time it wasn't the case.